5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, start. Alright guys, in the purple corner, top right, we've got the Zerg player Jai Dong, OSL champion. Everyone's got his eyes on him. How far is this player going to go? Who knows? And we got Bisou, bottom left, the red corner, the Protoss, the Revolutionist, and the Zerg killer. Can he take down Jai Dong? Jai Dong's got a lot of momentum coming into this match, but Bisou has something to prove here. He wants to prove that if he had beaten Stork in the OSL and he had faced Jai Dong in the finals, then he would have won that OSL. I think that's what he wants to prove here by coming out and giving Jai Dong a beating. Jai Dong, of course, trying to prove that he's the real thing, trying to prove that he has no weakness against Protoss, that it's all for real now, that he's got a steady steady skill in all three matchups. So we'll see how this pans out. I have not watched this game yet, so I'll be calling it as I see it. Don't know what's going to happen. Blue Storm, I think Blue Storm is a great Protoss vs. Zerg map. I've seen some great Protoss vs. Zerg games on this map. And a lot of people say Bisou is bad at Blue Storm, but they're talking about like a sample size of less than 10 games, and you know, that's pretty typical for professional statistics. You know, there's not ever big enough sample sizes, and so people always draw conclusions when really that they should never draw conclusions, because can't really judge off so few games. In my eyes, Bisou is probably just fine at Blue Storm. There's nothing about it that's bad for his style or anything like that. I think it's just some coincidence, some unlucky streak that he's got more losses than wins here. But anyway, Jai Dong going with that expansion we saw earlier. He put his first expansion hatchery at the mineral only. It's a little weird, I think, but not really that weird. It's not really a big deal here on Blue Storm. And Bisou, he was free to put his Nexus down before his Forge, which is something that a Protoss can do on a two-player map, since his first scouting probe will always find the Zerg in time, so that the Protoss can adjust his build order according to the Zerg build order. So Bisou scouts the late pool and goes Nexus, Forge, Gateway, Cannon order, and that's pretty normal. And so standard stuff from Bisou, pretty much standard stuff from Jai Dong, and not much else to say right now. That Gateway before Cannon will get the tech going. The Protoss tech will come a little bit faster than you'd normally see it when the Protoss goes Cannon before Forge. But as an observer, you won't really feel that extra speed there. And this probe needs to stay alive, of course. Jai Dong not really making any attempt to stop scouting. Those Toolings aren't an attempt to stop scouting. I know I've seen Zerg like Savior's approach to Blue Storm is to prevent the Protoss from scouting. He'll get like a pool first and he'll get speedlings, but he's not really rushing, he's just killing probes. And so different approach from Jai Dong. And Bisou again, always with that early second gas. A lot of Protoss do more mineral heavy builds, so they don't need to get that second gas so soon, but Bisou pretty much always doing a gas heavy build, and so he gets that second assimilator in pretty quick. And that zealot, that probe died to sixling, so Bisou knew that zealot wasn't going to do any damage. Brought it back. He does send that other probe out, and it looks like Jai Dong isn't really making an attempt to stop any stray probes. Again, you see other Zergs. They'll get those like 6 or 8 lings out, and then they'll spread them out all over the map to make sure that they can find the probe from whichever angle it's coming. Jai Dong not doing that. The probe's going to get right in and scout that spire a little bit faster than this Corsair would have scouted it. Oh, and we see the cybernetics core upgrading, so that's pretty much indicative, along with the robotics facility, it pretty much indicates a Corsair Reaver opening. We might even see a second Stargate, especially now that the spire is up. I think we'll probably see a second Stargate and a pretty Corsair heavy start from Bisou, which I think is good. And here we have that's the 4th and 5th hatcheries from Jai Dong off of 3 bases. So it looks like he'll own a hydrogen and evolution chambers. So it looks like Jai Dong's going to stick to these 3 bases for a little while and get some units out to do something. Not sure exactly what yet, but Jai Dong will be doing something. He's not getting mutilus because he's not using the larvae for it. But now Bisou sees all the stuff that Jai Dong's built off of only 3 bases, and I think Bisou knows that some kind of attack or something is coming from Jai Dong. Oh, and there we see that second Stargate about to finish. Yeah, but now Bisou sees how much the Zerg has spent with only 3 bases. There we see the 4th base coming in now. But we see that, what am I trying to say? Well, he knows something is going to happen, that Jai Dong isn't going to play completely defensively here, I guess is the point. I would expect the Zerg in this situation, with the build that he's done, to try to do something offensive. I guess he's probably going to try to stop Bisou from getting a third base down, is pretty much all he could do, because I don't think he's crazy enough to try to attack one of these 2 bases here on Blue Storm. But we see those Corsairs, they've been dancing around with Scourge. It's really important not to let any of those Corsairs die, because as most of y'all know, Corsairs reach a critical mass where they can pretty much dominate the skies as long as they don't run into like a clump of Hydralisks. And the sooner you can get to that critical mass and go claim air control, the better it is for Protoss. So can't let any of those early Corsairs die. And looks like Bisou is going to get the 6 o'clock expansion, which I don't know, I don't think I've seen a lot of pros do this, but I think it's a good idea, because it's almost like an island expansion. It's just got that tiny little choke, and then you can like put a building in that choke. So when a Protoss is doing a Corsair Reaver build, island expansion is pretty common, it's pretty standard for your third Nexus. And so this makes sense. Oh, and here comes the second Reaver and a couple more Zealots, and they're going to come just in time to stop Jai Dong's attempt at preventing this expansion. So I think what we see from Jai Dong is he did do a build. Jai Dong could have done a build where he had just played defensively to stop any harass from Bisou and to get down his 4th base sooner. But Jai Dong didn't do that. He did a build where he could get a little bit of offense going, I think. But that offense just failed there. So I'd say Bisou has a little bit of an advantage going right now, but nothing major. But it looks like this expansion is pretty secure. Still, Jai Dong's going to try it again. I don't know about that move. He can't even reach the Reavers. And once he did reach it's just a narrow passageway because of that gateway. And meanwhile, Bisou's being Bisou and doing some harass here. Jai Dong quick with the burrows, and not many drones are going to go down. Still, a couple drones go down, and they're losing mining time. So it's not all a waste by Bisou. More drones go down. Yeah, you can't burrow those drones. Uh-oh, can't let Corsairs die. Don't let Corsairs die. Oh no. But yeah, he can't burrow those drones unless he has like a good head start, or else the Scarab is just gonna unburrow them as the splash damage hits him. So I think that's why you saw Jadong trying to run those drones away at that minute only, rather than just burrow them. And those probes transferred a little late. He could have transferred them sooner, so we might see a little weaker macro from Bisou than that fairly fast third Nexus would have suggested. But hopefully it shouldn't be too big of a deal. Looks like he's a little bit low on probes. He needs to continue to pump probes from all three Nexus. And he doesn't have many Corsairs. I guess he hasn't been making more Corsairs. He's just been using them and letting them die and not replacing them. But still a little more harass, and the Shuttle and Reaver still haven't been sniped. And yeah, so this is classic Bisou, it looks like. I would say this is classic Bisou, doing some harass and getting a third Nexus up, and then getting some gateways up and building an army. But anyway, we just saw that this group of Corsairs, he has been building more Corsairs, and I think that's a good move. He needs to keep that air dominance. But the two Stargate Corsair is gonna keep Corsairs coming out like crazy. He's lost some Corsairs, but he can replace them so quickly with the two Stargates. And of course he has plus one weapons on those Corsairs, so they're doing great against Overlords. But now he's gonna start mixing DTs into these drops, which is still, it's classic Bisou. You start with the Reaver Corsair, and then you slowly get Templar tech, and then you can start doing some DT drops, and those are deadly, especially when you have these Corsairs bossing around the Overlords. This DT gets in here, and the Zerg doesn't even notice it quite yet. Still doesn't notice it. I don't know what he was doing with those Hydras, but apparently he didn't see that DT. And finally, something like six drones went down. And this is perfect. This is perfect stuff from Bisou. So many drones going down. I think Bisou's winning this game right now. He's done enough harass to be winning this game right now. Still, it's not a blowout or anything, but I think he's gotten his advantage at this point. But that's perfect to put the DT in the main, and then scare the drones away to the natural expansion, and then drop a Reaver there to kill the drones that were just scared away from the main. But Jadong was ready for that. I'm sure he even expects it almost, because it's such a great move by Protoss. It's not that hard to do. Just takes a little planning, and can get some major kills. But now the game I think is definitely toward Bisou. Looks like he's got his mineral only coming in, and I think at this point what Bisou needs to do is focus on making sure none of his expansions die, like no doom drop or anything like that. No doom drop should come in and kill one of his nexuses. And as long as he gets these four Nexus up and running and pumps out a bunch of gateway units, then he should be in great shape. Jadong's got a pretty sizable army here. Oh, it's going to pick off that shuttle. That shuttle goes down. Oh, this. I don't know. Is he going to contain? Yeah, he's going to contain. I was gonna say if Jadong attacked that, I don't think it's a good decision for Jadong, because that's pretty well defended. And these lots of lurkers, but Reavers can just crawl out and start picking off those lurkers. So all these Hydras are gonna come in and try to pick off that Reaver, and they are successful. I think six Hydras died in that attack, so six Hydras from one Reaver. I don't know.
I don't think it's a great idea. But meanwhile, what if his courser's been doing? They're just chilling here at 6 o'clock. I think he should, as soon as he saw his shuttle be sniped, that shuttle that was sniped by the army that was moving across the map, I think he should have sent out his corsairs. Oh, and some great storms. What a great drop. I don't know how many drones just died, but it was quite a few. And, yeah, here we go. Look, he should really have those corsairs out there taking a look around, because he knows a lot of Jidong's units were right outside of his base for a while, so it should have been safe for his corsairs to roam around the rest of the map, which is why I was saying he should have sent his corsairs out as soon as his shuttle got sniped, but he hasn't done that, and he should really be getting updates on what's going on outside there. Jidong's now going to go for the drop on this almost island expansion here at 6 o'clock. Two Reavers, Templar, a bunch of cannons, some Zealots against all these Hydras, and the Hydras are just going down. It looks really bad for Jidong. Stuff is just being raped here. Yeah, Bisu's going to defend that. It was actually closer than I thought it would be, but wow. I don't think that was good for Jidong. He really needed to overcome and kill that Nexus there. And now it seems like the timing should work out that very soon Bisu should be able to move out to the center of the map with a nice gateway army. A lot of Zealots, Templars, and Goons, and some Reavers to help them out. And that should be deadly for Jidong. He's got a lot of Zealots. He should have some more Goons out. And just a couple Templars, and he would be good to go. I think he could go if he... I think if he had that army right now, he could go win the game. But it looks like he's not quite ready. Jidong's still trying to get this expansion here. It's not going to happen. All those cannons are down. Oh, and another storm drop. Wow. Yeah, I think Bisu's definitely winning this game. But if he doesn't do an attack right now and claim map control... Like, right now, like, I thought he would have already moved out by now. If he doesn't do that soon, then it'll all be for nothing, in my opinion. He needs to go out and do something with this advantage that he's gotten. So, I don't know what he's waiting for. I think he could have moved out already. Still, he's sticking to the harass. He's got these Zealots. Zealots moving around, and they're going to get right into that natural, and he's got some harass here. So his High Templar going to kill more, and these Zealots going to take out the hatchery. It's a pretty interesting move. The shuttle's going to die. No, well, I don't know where. Bisu being Bisu there. But looks like he traded like a group of Zealots basically for a hatchery and some drone kills. I don't know, I guess that's a pretty good move. I think he should have had his main army ready to move out. Right as he was, as soon as he told the Zealots to start attacking that hatchery, I think he should have moved out with his main army, taken map control. And then he could have caught the Zerg army out of position. And he's still doing more harass. His shuttles have been dying, so he's been spending money on more shuttles. I think that's the third shuttle that's died. And, again, I don't know. I really think he should have moved out with his army by now. I think he could have done some great things, but that's not what he has in mind, it looks like. It looks like he's happy to just play defensively. Now he's moving out. Now he's moving out. Finally. And he's breaking that little contain pretty easily, I would say. I wonder where his Reavers are, because I think he should have brought some Reavers out with this. But yeah, he's going to break this contain pretty easily. Some Goons. Uh-oh. And here's a drop. This might change the tempo of the game. The momentum of the game might be changed if this drop can take out all these gateways. As soon as he moves out, Jidong responds with the drop in the main, and it looks like Bisou's going to come back and try to save his gateways, but it's quite a sizable force from Jidong. Yeah, and now Bisou's out of position with this. His units are going to trail in. They're going to die horrible deaths against these lurkers and these supporting hydras and lings. And yeah, Bisou's definitely lost way more units here than he should have because the Zerg has great positioning. And now all his observers died to the Hydralisk because he sent those in needlessly. So it's going to take an extra second to finish this off. And now, I already thought that Bisou's timing on his attack to take map control was late. But now it's delayed even more. And it's going to be difficult. I don't think he can just run out there and dominate so easily. It's going to be a struggle now. And he hasn't taken top left, and he was trying to do that earlier, and I think he'd be a lot more comfortable if he had taken top left by now. He really needs to get that in pretty soon, or at least he needs to stop 12 o'clock, and looks like he's at least going to stop 12 o'clock for now. But again, I don't know, he should have just sent like one zealot there and then just charged across the map. Because Jidong is just barely going to get enough time to hatch all those extra lurkers. And then he can set up this lurker defiler defense across the center of the map. Which will... it's really strong. It's difficult for the Protoss to cross the center of the map when the lurkers with the Hydra and Link support are there along with defilers. And looks like he still, despite being delayed by the drop and all that, looks like he still could have charged across if he hadn't sent his whole army to hit 12. And now he has to suffer through defilers. Jidong has survived just enough, and Bisou has been just slow enough on this attack to take map control that the Zerg has gotten out of hand. And now it looks like Bisou's in a difficult position. It's a really difficult position now, despite how big his army is. He can't just attack move that across the map. And if he can't do that, then there's not much else he can do at this point. The best he can do is try to take 12 o'clock in top left and hope that he can hang on to everything. And this drop by Jidong, still going to drop enough stuff to do some damage here. Those lings, now that they're upgraded, are just going to tear it through cannons. If Bisou could take top left and 12 o'clock and hold on to everything he has, then I think he could ride out this game. But it's just so difficult to hold on to all that stuff with the mobility of the Zerg. It's really difficult to hold on. So I guess we're going to see some epic battles here to finish off this game, and we'll have to see who can do better here. But I'm going to have to guess that Jidong now has a pretty good advantage because he's opened up the map. He's taken Protoss out of the center of the map, and he's let Bisou know that he can attack from anywhere at any time. And that's really difficult for the Protoss to deal with. Dark Swarm and Plagues going down. Jidong, of course. All these Zergs have great Defiler usage from playing against Terrans. And then once they get Defilers against Protoss, it's just crazy. Because they're already so good and so practiced with them in the ZVT. And yet another army from Jidong. This is exactly what Bisou needed to prevent from happening. And I think when Bisou sent out his main army and he saw that Jidong could defend the center of the map, they cut away to a look at Bisou's face, and he was definitely frustrated or annoyed or disturbed or something like that.
because I think he knew at that point that he was too slow, that he was in a difficult spot right then. But, wow, Bisou's in trouble now. Definitely in trouble. You know, you can play a great game as Protoss, you know, for the first, like, 15 minutes. But if you don't capitalize on that, then it's all for nothing, because the Zerg can come back so quickly. And if you watch Ascension, I think we saw something like that with G5's game on Zodiac, where he was dominating Zerg, and but then I think he let his money build up way too much, and then he didn't have that killing blow attack where the Protoss just marches out into the center of the map with a blob of units, and the Zerg can't do anything against that blob of units. And G5 missed the timing on that, and I think Bisou missed the timing on his attack here, even though it was available to him. I think he did enough harass, and he expanded fast enough and all that kind of stuff, so that such a timing attack was available to him, but he just failed to do it. So that's a heartbreaker. Now I think Bisou is definitely going to lose. And he'll try some DT harass. He'll try to go back to harass here and slow down the Zerg machine. But in the meantime, the Zerg machine rolls on up to top left, and he's trying to take out that top left expansion, because that's really the key. And if he can kill that Nexus, then that's a real killer. Bisou, that's like the last nail in the coffin if that Nexus goes down. Because then that's like a power play for the Zerg when the Protoss, you know, isn't gathering a lot of minerals, and so he can't build a lot of units, and then the Zerg just gets a power play there. Yep. Bisou trying to hold on. Jaidong, I don't think Jaidong's going to lose now. And you go back and you look at the momentum that a player like Jaidong has after winning the OSL, and a player like that is not going to lose a game like this once he gets in this position. Bisou does not have the momentum going for him coming into this match, and I think momentum and the player's mentality plays a big part when you get to a point of the game like this. And Jaidong will not let up. Now that he survived and he was given an opportunity to win the game, he's not going to miss that opportunity now. But at least we can say Bisou's better than Stork at PvZ. That's for damn sure. Stork was nowhere near doing this. If you remember in the Stork game, Stork just, like, he pretty much just played defensively, I think, and then Jaidong took the middle of the map with his defilers really easily, and Stork was just dominated. I think that's what happened. I don't remember, but pretty sure that's what happened. I know in Bisou's game against GG Play for that special event type thing, that's pretty much what happened to Bisou. But Bisou wasn't playing like Bisou. I don't know what the hell Bisou was doing. But I think when Stork was playing like Stork, he just got utterly dominated. Oh, the first person view of Jaidong. Wow. Amazing stuff. This is what it looks like to be a champion. And Bisou doesn't have much going for him at this point. Jaidong's just got to clean him up really quick. And here we see the first person view of Bisou, but there's really not much to look at. He's just trying to survive. These are his last units. They get plagued. There's not much left to do. Really good game. Really good game, actually. I would have liked to see the Protoss win to profit from all that harass and stuff that he did. But the Zerg just shows how powerful the Zerg race can be if you let them get into that late game. And I think it's a really good lesson on learning how to deal a killing blow. Is that even if you have like a long game in mind, you still have to prepare at some point to deal a killing blow. At some point, you gotta get that killing blow in and plan on it. And that's the GG. Just wanted to kill some more drones for good measure. And that's the GG.